Marty Gerenzer, Morse Marketing Connections and Executive Director for the West Michigan Shoreline Food Processing Initiative, here to talk about her super project. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Our topic is the West Michigan Shoreline Food Processing Initiative, and a project of the initiative that we'll dub as Farm Food Agriculture Research and Manufacturing, this business incubator. That's a mouthful, but I like to start with you. Talk about you and your role in your consultancy and the West Michigan Shoreline Food Processing Initiative, if you would, Marty.
Sure. So I've owned my consultancy for about 15 years, providing business consulting to food businesses around the country, around the state. And since 2012, I've worked a large amount of my time is spent in Muskegon County. The West Michigan Shoreline Food Processing Initiative is one of my major projects. It was set up by the Community Foundation for Muskegon County and Consumers Energy Foundation. They asked me to lead the initiative. And so that's taking up a lot of my time, along with the Farm Business Incubator.
Awesome. Let's get into our conversation. Talk about the fairly new initiative, West Michigan Shoreline Food Processing. What would be a goal or two?
Sure. There are four strategies, four key goals of the initiative based on a few years of research with Consumers Energy and other partners around the state. And we identified Muskegon as a hub for food. And this isn't a new idea. Back in the 1930s, Muskegon was actually a hub for food distribution. The four key strategies are infrastructure, shovel-ready industrial parks, as identified as a need by our food processors, education, certificate programming for our food processing workforce, incubation, and the Farm Business Incubator is the first project in the incubation phase, and then logistics, port logistics, rail logistics, and utilizing our highway for our food more efficient distribution of food processing products.
What's your progress to date?
Sure. So around infrastructure, one of the key reasons to be in Muskegon County is our wastewater capacity, our access to fresh water, our land availability, our access to 96 and 31 with direct routes to Detroit and Chicago and beyond, and of course the port. And as important is our welcoming community, a community of business leaders and community leaders that are ready for food processing to be here. So around infrastructure, we have about 10 sites working with the county and other partners in varying stages of readiness. So we are equipping those food processing industrial parks to be ready for food processors to expand and move in and move here. Around education, the first one-year certificate program will be available at MCC, our community college here in Muskegon, this fall, with a two-year program in partnership with Michigan State University next fall of 2019. Incubation is the Farm Business Incubator that was just announced. It's on our website and also through MLive and the Grand Rapids Business Journal, and that is an incubator for small food processors, mid-sized food processors that aren't ready yet to purchase their own bricks and mortar. There'll also be training and collaboration space to network and learn from each other. And then the port logistics folks around the port are talking with our food processors around getting food on water as an option, as another option to transport our products, fresh and processed.
That's awesome. Let's get into the Farm Incubator project a little bit more in detail. This one is fairly new. Overall project goals, and it complements, I understand, other work that's already happening, Marty?
Sure, it is complementary to our Muskegon Farmers Market and our kitchen, our incubator kitchen 242. As those folks start their food processing businesses at the kitchen, at kitchen 242, they soon need to be graduated, as we call it. They start taking up all of the hours as they grow. And they aren't quite ready yet for their own bricks and mortar. They can't afford their own space. So the Farm Business Incubator is a great solution for them. And we've had a lot of interest already. We actually worked based on research. Our food processors and our food entrepreneurs said there was a need for this, and it's proving out. So this is a partnership with the initiative and with Core Development here based in Muskegon. The incubator will be based at the old farmers market site on Yuba, just a couple blocks down from our Muskegon farmers market. So we're developing a bit of a food innovation district here, keeping all of our food type initiatives close to each other and close to proximity. So our farmers know where to drop off product, our processors know where we're at, and it's just proving, and we're very close to the highway, of course, and the port. And it's just proving to be a really innovative and useful incubator to our food processors. And then again, it will be a partnership, we're hoping, with MSU, MCC, and others to do training there for our food processors and all around the food space.
That's great. Marty Gerentzer with us, Morse Marketing Connections, Executive Director for the West Michigan Shoreline Food Processing Initiative, of which we are speaking, Sustainable Community Voices, this our regular segment. Marty, how does this all relate back, let's say, to becoming a more sustainable community and region?
Sure, sure. So a lot of the work that I have done through my consultancy has all been based on more sustainable practices. So this is an opportunity to bring my network and other networks into the initiative to share with food processors more sustainable practices, innovation in food processing, working with digesters and working in more green, zero waste ways. So at our stakeholder briefings that we hold, those are face-to-face meetings that we hold quarterly, we always have a segment on sustainability and sustainable practices. We also reach out to other thought leaders around sustainability to share knowledge with us that we can share via our website and our Facebook page and through email and in other ways. So we're really working to incorporate sustainability into the work we do through the initiative, as well as share that with our food processors.
What else would you like to share when it comes to this topic?
Just visit our website to learn more. We're constantly updating it. It's WestMI, foodprocessinginitiative.com. You can get the latest there. We also have a Facebook page with a similar name. You can like it, and you'll see all of the updates. Again, we try to keep that very active as we're growing and moving around the region, around Muskegon County and around the region. We hope to see those types of folks interested in it. If listeners know of someone interested in the Farm Business Incubator, they can contact me, and we'll get them set up to learn more about it and you know, just sort of understand how the logistics of that particular project work.
Great. All right. Busy day, I'm sure you have ahead. Thanks to the good work you do with the hats you wear, Marty Gerentzer, on behalf of our Sustainable Community Voices. Take care.